This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. We love the Fridays around here. Friday free-for-all on the radio. Your chance to very simply phone us up, text us, email us. Let us know what's on your mind. Simple as that. 800-228-0550. We're wide open here till our bottom of next hour's spot, when we will chat with Kathleen Wrigley about measure number three you've asked for, and we promised to give you a little run-through on all the measures, and we are reaching out to folks, hearing about these, and then we're going to collect into one show a summary on all the measures, just for you. Looking forward to it. I'm not quite sure why measure three isn't an absolute 100% no-brainer myself. If I was a victim, say, for instance, I'm robbed at gunpoint somewhere. All right, that thug that did that is afforded in this greatest country on the face of the earth protections under the law, under our Constitution, right? But I'm the victim. What do I get? Right now, they don't have to tell me when that thug is going to court. You know, no notification. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't, but it's not required. They have constitutional protections, the victims, but I don't. What? How does that work? How about, you know, the fact that, you know, obviously the accused can be in court and say, I didn't mean to do that, and oh, that wasn't me, or whatever they say, and I, as the victim, have no right to be heard. So, notification and a right to be heard if you're a victim. What is controversy about that? I don't understand. Seems so simple. Everybody's trying to make it so complicated. I can't quite figure it out. I don't know.
Then why are the various lawyer groups coming in opposed to it?
I don't know. It's very odd.
Because there are a number of them.
Yeah, I don't know. When lawyers are involved, I usually am concerned about who's worried about what when it comes to who's on the clock.
100 lawyers at the bottom of a lake. I know the joke.
I'm gonna deal with this from a layman's perspective. And to me, if I'm a victim, I want to be notified when the thug that hurt me. You know, if a loved one of mine is raped, I want the ability to say, okay, when is the rapist going to be in court? And do we have a right to be heard so you hear our side of this as well? I just think that's a level playing field. I'm confused by it. But I'm asking questions on your behalf, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome yours as well. In the meantime, anything you'd like to talk about, I have a map that I've just acquired of the locations that the out-of-state agitators call home that have been in North Dakota, acting as though they care about a pipeline in North Dakota and the drinking water at Standing Rock, when we know it's nothing of the sort. These are eco-terrorists that want to shut down fossil fuel use. We know that by looking at their website and what they say. And by the way, they're well-funded, too. Holy man, you can't even believe the amount of money they have. They hired some group called Pyramid Communications, and I don't know if this is from WikiLeaks or how we got this, but we have their whole strategy. You know, your message is Washington, D.C. That's what you got to be talking to. We want Obama. That's your target audience. You know, federal agencies deny or grant these permits, so let's talk to them. You know, they have media memos. They have strategies. They have big film crews that come in. Anyway, these out-of-state agitators, I have the map for whence they come. Yeah. California, 17 of 122 arrested. I think this was made before we got to 140 or wherever we're at now. 17 there. 9 from Minnesota. And there's some story in the paper today of some people from a tribe in, where were they? I gotta find this. They were from some tribe, I think in Nevada, but they were over in Minnesota cutting down trees to build winter shelter in North Dakota. I mean, it's, and of course there were cameras there for it and a news story. So yeah, this is a well orchestrated machine, but it's just proven everything we've said all along about, you know, there's some, I think, well-meaning but naive people that have thought that this was really a legitimate local discussion and debate. It's never been about Standing Rock, never been about even the pipeline, really, at all. It's a much bigger deal, and that is becoming more and more evident all the time. Meanwhile, there's more and more law enforcement, and the work continues on the pipeline, and they're able to protect those workers, and that's the bottom line. Commerce can continue. It looks like some folks at the tribal council are smartly saying, hey, maybe we shouldn't be lawlessly operating on core property. Maybe we should go over here, and then the folks that want to stay can fortify for winter. And, you know, some things are getting a little better. So that's all good. Anyway, we can talk about that. We can talk about last night's Al Smith dinner. I have long been interested in the Al Smith dinner because I love, well, for one, Cardinal Dolan is just this incredible rock star. Timothy Dolan, the cardinal who is the bishop of the New York Diocese. He's just this boisterous, fun, neat fellow. He actually, I believe, was rector at the North American College when Monsignor James Shea, the president of the University of Mary, was there studying. And so there's a bond there, and he's been to the University of Mary before. And it's hard not to love the guy. He's just great. And so he puts on this dinner, and the Al Smith dinner has this long tradition. They raise a lot of money for Catholic charities, and it's an event, a roast of sorts, where you come in and you're kind of going back and forth and taking shots, and, you know, you laugh. And so Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were doing that last night. Donald Trump was booed roundly at his criticism of Hillary Clinton. Honestly, he went a little beyond humor. like the line about, did you know Hillary Clinton was kicked off the Watergate Commission? How corrupt do you have to be to get kicked off the Watergate Commission? I mean, I think it's funny because, you know, people don't know that, and it's true. But, you know, if you're amongst a bunch of New York elite, they're, of course, going to boo. And she had some doozies for him, too. The one about Donald Trump looks at the Statue of Liberty and sees a 4. Maybe a 5 if she'd lose the tablet and change the hair. I mean, I have them all here if you want to hear them. But it was actually kind of sad because there is no civility in politics, but there hasn't been for a long time. And I think what's interesting and the reason Donald Trump is as popular as he is in many conservative and political circles is because the guy fights back. He doesn't just take that stuff and cower in the corner like most Democrats expect Republicans to do. He fights back, and people see that as a, you know, hey, I need somebody that's going to fight for me, not just say they're fighting, but actually do it. That's why he's popular. You know, he's the creation of Republican, I don't want to say malfeasance, but I'll say sort of listlessness, you know, just kind of shrugging their shoulders and saying, oh, we just need some more votes and we'll get her done, you know, I mean, so that's what's going on. But it is kind of sad, I think, I do. But it's where we are. It's where we find ourselves right now. The other thing I found sad is Hillary Clinton lingers at this thing after it ended. Donald Trump and his wife leave right away. Hillary lingers, and you should have seen the parade of people coming up, sucking up to her. Oh, Katie Couric, oh, can I have a picture with you? And you know, Henry Kissinger's there, and you know, the media types all over the place, and you know, just
it. Wait a minute, Henry Kissinger wanted a picture with Hillary.
He didn't do the picture thing, but he came over and gave her a big hug and kiss and the whole thing. Oh, Katie Couric was doing the picture thing, but, you know, a lot of them are. It's just the ick. It's the ick, folks. That's the word I'm going to use. To me, the whole thing is
highly
just
technical terms get really confusing, Scott.
Yeah, I know. What I'm saying is that's the system, okay? That's the intelligentsia. Yeah. That's the elite. That's the you know, cocktail party crowd, and they don't care really liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. They don't care about any of those labels. Are you in or are you out? Are you one of us or not? And Donald Trump's busting that up. That's why he is literally getting busted up himself and trying to do everything in their power to stop him. Will it work? I don't know. We'll find out in a few days. Count them, folks. All right, let's get to some calls here. 800-228-0550. You found out what's on my mind. I want to know what's on yours. Chris and Dickinson, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. First off, I want to discreetly wish you an early happy birthday. I won't tell anybody else but the listening audience. And yep. Secondly, a comment on Trump last night, the Al Smith dinner.
Yes, sir.
I, he truly is the non-PC candidate. To go into the lion's den and put Hillary on front street about hating Catholics in front of that audience, he's got some cojones. That's all I got to say. So came out from the lion's den, came out still standing. So much more respect. I've always respected the guy, but I got more for him now. Thank you.
I have to agree. By the way, thank you for the happy birthday wishes. Hoping to get through the show without that being mentioned, but, you know.
Hey, yeah, Scott, happy birthday. Let me be the second to wish you a happy birthday.
It's actually tomorrow.
And Bill wants to be the third. Bill Hickok here.
Tomorrow is the big day. I'll be 52. Anyway, thank you for that. You know, but to Chris's point, what he said, I mean, he went in there and said, you know, hey, Hillary Clinton hates Catholics, right? I mean, it's pretty gutsy of her to come in here. Look at all those WikiLeaks. I mean, there's been some horrible things said by her campaign that we now know about Catholics being backwards. And, you know, they ought to have some revolt and, you know, just ignorance and stupid and everything else. And that's what even made it more irritating to me. As someone that has great reverence for the Catholic Church and, well, the Catholic faith, and most times the Catholic Church, to see, you know, people sucking up to Hillary Clinton, knowing what we know, is just unbelievable.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Botineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Tobacco is still a big problem in North Dakota. And big tobacco is still after our kids. So they target them. And it's working. Every year, 300 North Dakota kids become daily addicted smokers. That's 300 too many. And that's enough. Let's end this. Go to BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Yeah, your analysis of Trump, I don't know if it's right or not, but weren't those of us with rationale taught to pick our fights a little bit instead of constantly out there and not knowing when to shut our mouths? And you know what? I believe at this point when he loses, because that's the direction he's headed, he has become part of the problem. We had a lot of good possibilities on the conservative side, and he ran them out. So You know what? He's got to take blame for that and the loss. Bye.
Well, first of all, by my count, he's not lost. So I don't like that defeatist attitude that he's lost. Do you think Donald Trump's lost? I don't doubt there's a lot of people that do. And you know what that means? You've succumbed to the biggest thing that ails us right now. And that is the mob. That conglomerate of, you know, the political elites and the media and Democrat Party machine. In other words, the people that were at the Al Smith dinner last night. Don't go there. Don't assume that. I don't think he's lost, do you? And maybe you do. And if you're in that camp, let's talk about it. But I don't at all. I see a handful of states that Barack Obama won twice that Donald Trump is tied or leading in. I saw the 2nd District of Maine yesterday, and Obama won it like by, I forget how much, a bunch. And Trump is leading that in Maine. So there's some things out there. Look, Donald Trump's not the perfect candidate. He's not. He is not the perfect candidate. And you can tell this is the first time. Think about that. This is the first time he's been a candidate for anything, and he's candidate for president of the United States with that white-hot light on you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And he's performed, in my mind, overall pretty well, but not perfectly. And certainly has that New York brawler attitude to him that gets him into trouble sometime. But Donald Trump is standing in this position 18 days from the election up against the elite of all elites and Hillary Clinton for one simple reason. The Republican Party has lost its bond with the people, period. So don't blame Donald Trump, blame them. That's my take. 800-228-0550. Thanks for the call. Tammy in Bismarck, give me yours. What's on your mind?
I want to talk a little bit about the Al Smith dinner last night. I felt it was very, very hypocritical. After Hillary Clinton's comments on abortion on Wednesday night, to the very next night being sitting next to Cardinal Bowen in at a Catholic Charities dinner. As a nurse, a longtime nurse, I want to say this, that there is no medical situation that requires aborting or killing of a baby in the third trimester of life to save the mother's life. That baby can be delivered by C-section. The baby has about a 95% chance of survival with good NICU and nursing care at 28 weeks of life. And a C-section is quicker, safer, than a partial birth abortion is for the mother. And I think this word really needs to get out in the public so that the public can really understand that.
How do you do that? Other than having wonderful nurses like yourself call to make that point, Tammy, it's so sad to see. And even the cases that do require a very painful decision of what do we do here are so minuscule, and they use it to justify the death of 55 million babies, right? Since Roe versus Wade, it's unforgivable. I'm with you. Last time I'm thinking while they're cheering her and booing Donald Trump, I'm thinking of her comments the night before. Literally, which, thank you, Donald Trump, because Mitt Romney didn't prompt this conversation. John McCain didn't prompt this conversation. George W. Bush was as good as anybody's been in that seat in a long time, but he didn't like the conversation. And when you're talking about, wait a minute, here's what I would do. I'm going to send this question back to the state and overturn Roe versus Wade and appoint judges that would make sure it goes away. And you're going to assure that babies can be aborted up till the last day before they're born. I mean, the way he pointed that out was great, I thought, didn't you?
I thought Donald Trump was very, very courageous.
Couldn't agree anymore. And very good points on the idea that partial birth abortion ought to be legal because in any way, shape, or form it can, you know, save the life of the mother or the health of the mother. Very, very good points from someone that knows. Thank you, Tammy. Appreciate your call.
Thank you. Okay,
you bet.
Bye-bye.
It's, you know, my favorite meme of the debate
I have up on my Facebook page. And it says, let me find it so I quote it exactly right. It's a picture of Hillary, and it says, listen, it's simple. We've got to ban guns to save the toddlers. And we've got to have late-term abortions to kill the babies. And one of our listeners pointed that very thing out yesterday, that, you know, within minutes of each other, she's on one hand saying, you know, here's why I need more gun legislation, because we've got to save kids, and the same thing. Same venue, minutes later, saying she wants to allow late-term abortions, which kills babies. You can't make it up. Paul and Bismarck, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. I've got a want to make a point about the Donald Trump and the caller that mentioned that he may be losing the election. And I think that's just crazy. I think, you know, that person's waking up every day and listening to what the media wants him to think and breathe and eat. And I think there will be a groundswell of people that come to Donald Trump and will actually win this election, and what I'm thinking will be a landslide. And I don't think the polls are going to pick this up. And I also think there's another camp of people that are simply too embarrassed to stay outright, that there's two really large groups of people that are going to vote for Trump. And I think one of them is going to be all the deplorables that just haven't been polled.
And the other is?
I think the other is the ones that are too embarrassed to say they will vote.
I see.
Even
that group that you mentioned. They know they're going for Trump. They don't want to put up with the distraction of having their friends and coworkers tell them how stupid they are. Because I'm telling you, you have a conversation with someone that hates Donald Trump once, and see if you think it's reasonable. It's darn near impossible. It's darn near impossible.
It is.
Yeah.
It is impossible. It's as impossible as trying to talk to a Hillary supporter and hold them accountable for the missteps and errors that she's made in her 30-year political career.
They know that, though. They know that, Paul. That's the thing that I think, you know, gives me comfort. First of all, I think, you know, if we took every piece of data out there, I'd say this thing's close, but Trump's probably behind a little bit, and has been really since the pile-on has started from the media over the, the tapes. But you think about it. Basically, what's happened is he's gone down a couple of points, and Hillary's gone up since that time, right? So he's down two, she's up one. I mean, that's small movement. And I believe the difference is going to be the fact that the people are not excited. Even Hillary Clinton fans that you and I were just talking about arguing with are not excited to vote for her. There is nobody fired up to go vote for Hillary Clinton. So do they even vote? Meanwhile, the Donald Trump fans, they would walk on broken glass to vote for the guy. That's good for a point or two.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This Soybean Minute is about Palmer amaranth, the most pervasive weed that growers have ever seen. In addition to this weed producing 1 million seeds per plant, reducing crop yields by 90%, it is also resistant to glyphosate and most row crop herbicides. Iowa weed scientists documented Palmer amaranth expanding from 5 to 30 counties this summer. How did this happen? Primarily from mail order seed. Some commercial seed mixtures used in CRP, cover crops, pollinator plots, and hunter habitats were contaminated with Palmer amaranth seed. These multi-plant seed sources disseminated Palmer amaranth throughout Iowa. Landowners, inspect your new environmental plantings, bag and remove any deviant pigweed plants. Contact your Extension County agent or NDSU for correct ID. Help keep North Dakota Palmer amaranth free.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. I was actually reading. Did I share that on my Facebook page? I'll see. I was reading a piece they shared yesterday from Tom Dennis of the Grand Forks Herald. And Tom Dennis is the lead editorial writer for the Grand Forks Herald, and he wrote a piece about the lawless bullying, keep it in the ground tactics. It is probably the best thing that's been written by any journalist in North Dakota. Most of the journalists in North Dakota have been cheerleading, in their own little way, for the lawless agitators and the keep it in the ground crowd. And you know what's amazing to me? None of them would have jobs. You know, keep it in the ground. This is a radical green extremist movement. Okay, these are the eco-terrorists. The idea, keep it in the ground. They want to be on horse and buggy, folks. All right? A group called Earth Justice has been the money behind Chairman Dave Archambault and the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. That's who flies them all over Timbuktu to be a hero within the protester environmental extremist community, the eco-terrorists. Their whole, go look at their website, Earth Justice website, keep it the ground, and dirty fossil fuels, okay? And nobody picks it up. They all act like, oh, these people just want to save their water. It's yeah, and hurt other people, and trespass, and terrorize, and run around with masks. The guys I mentioned earlier with the chopping down the wood at the Minnesota tribe that are from the Nevada tribe, they got the masks. Yeah, they, I mean, they're afraid of being found out. And most of the media, because they're a bunch of hopeless liberals. I mean, that's what it is. You just see this stuff out front. Anyway, Tom Dennis, great point. And makes the point that, hey, no, the pipeline will not unduly threaten the Missouri River any more than it will the James River, Big Sioux River, Des Moines River, or Mississippi River, which it also crosses. Pesky facts. Pretty good. Check it out. North Dakota Oil Can website. Actually, at the Facebook page, if you want to see that. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. You can text us at 701-226-8503. You can also send me an email. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I see I have one text here saying, still space on the New York trip? There is. There is, actually. I don't know if you heard this, but we sold out really quick on that trip. We're going November 29th through December 4th, University of North Dakota. Hockey taking on Boston College in Madison Square Garden. Can you even believe that? Fox and Friends going to be on the weather segment of Fox and Friends. One day we're going to the Rockettes, Radio City Music Hall, see a great Broadway show that folks are raving about War and Peace. It's going to be fantastic. It, you know, eating at Trump Tower, you name it. I mean, the thing is just loaded up. We're going to do a cruise around Manhattan Island. And it filled up really fast, really fast. And then some people, very creative people, said, look, we'll book our own airfare, because we had, of course, booked our airfare long ago, right, for the 60 that are going. We'll book our own airfare, but we want to come along with everything else. So we found a way, and we have 6 spots left on that right now. So and there are some left. So if you're interested, probably the quickest way to get you signed up and have one of these spots is for you to either text me at 701-367-2054 or email Scott H, as in Scott Hannon. See, Scott, S-C-O-T-T-H, that's for the Hannon part, at flagfamily.com. Scott H at flagfamily.com. All you got to do is just put NYC in the subject line, and I'll get you in touch with Jason from Group Travel Planners, and we'll have some fun. And we're going to be talking next week about the Norway trip, too. Todd, did you talk to Carrie about that? Are you going to come to Norway with us next June?
Working on that one, but
you're
yeah,
on that
want,
one, yeah.
Want to, definitely want to.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That sounds awesome.
We're going for the Midnight Sun celebration, where the sun is literally up at midnight. I am looking forward to that. That'd be a good time. Plus, seeing Norway, the fjords and the beauty, I guess, just unbelievable. All right, let's go out to Wing, North Dakota. How's things in Wing today, Fred?
A little chilly.
That's all right. It's cold.
We're okay. It's dry, at least, so we can get some combining done.
There you go.
Wow, Tammy, she was great. Thank you. You got such, you got wonderful listeners out there.
Don't we?
Yes,
don't?
You do.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes. I listen to the debate on KFYR at night driving. Thank you, KFYR, for putting that on at night, so when you're driving and stuff, that you can listen to it. I saw a picture of Hillary Clinton riding through town with a bottle of wild turkey on horseback, saying, "The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming." Like that old movie. How could she get by with blaming the Russians for her email scandal when she put it on her private server?
I understand, but that's just very good on their part. That's how good they are, and they're way better always than Republicans, right? I mean, did you see Donna Brazile the other night with Megyn Kelly? It was epic. You know, she's saying, okay, here's an email. It talks about you from time to time getting questions from CNN. I'm not going to be prosecuted. Those are emails from the Russians and... I used an example the other day on the air that, you know, if I am watching the text of my kids and I see something that I don't like and I say, you know, what's this about? Why are you going there at that hour of the night when you should be in bed? And I get, how do you know about that? How'd you get that text? That's not the point. The point is what's, in the text. Come on.
You know, Scott, it's okay. Now, this morning, the Russians really are coming. They have been a lot of Russian ships steaming through the English Channel near France going to the Middle East. That's not being talked about too much, but I did hear it this morning, real early. And we are in a war situation over there where there's terrible things being done. The Russians are steaming there to take the place of what Hillary and Obama did when they just walked out of Iraq. And now this election, we have to, if you think that Donald Trump just isn't what you like, okay, just think about what you're voting against. If you vote for Donald Trump, you vote against this one world government that's coming upon us. If you're voting against abortion, good. Sometimes the election has to be against things. I can't quote it, but I would like to reference a book that was written by a famous North Dakotan. It's called Grassroots, that book. And on page 17 through 22 explains the accumulative effect of the Tea Party on the national elections and how the Tea Party has tried to revive the Republican Party. Donald Trump is the end of that. He is accumulation of 10 to 15 years of work by the Tea Party to revive this Republican Party to vote against these things. When you vote for Donald Trump, you vote against evil. The one world government, he's fighting the one world government right now. That's coming upon us. We have to wake up, people. The Bible says it's going to happen. Which side do you want to be on?
Do you
want to be on the side of the Antichrist? Or do you want to be on the side of Jesus Christ?
You raise great points, as always. We love hearing from you, and thanks for quoting that book by that goofball, too, Grassroots. I appreciate it.
We need to read page 17 through 22, and you will see the history of what's happening right now. Thank you for the book.
I wrote the book, and I don't even remember what's on pages 17 through 22, so you're doing pretty darn good, I'll tell you what. You know the book better than I do. Thank you, Fred. Mike and Medina, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, how are we doing today?
Fantastic, sir. Thanks for calling.
All right, now I'm driving the old truck here up here in Watford. Hey, I just want to say a little word about Hillary. Do not throw stones in a glass house. And this negative attitude thinking Trump is behind, I really feel in my heart it's going to be a knockout victory. I think it's going to be 20 points higher than what the polls show.
Wouldn't that be fabulous? Wouldn't that be just end of the media? Lock on, all intelligence, and we're going to tell you how this is going to turn out. There were many polls that were very wrong during the primary, if you'll remember, when, nobody predicted Donald Trump would do. I don't know that we've ever seen anything like this. I don't think we have in the modern time of tracking political races. So anything could happen. There was a time I thought he was going to win double digits. I have been amazed at the pile on in the 11th hour here, and it's had some effect. So, I still think he's going to win, but I think it's going to be closer than you think. But we'll see. I'd love it for the polls to be that wrong. No doubt about it.
Well, the thing is, though, they're using the polls as a tool. They're using the media as a tool. They're using everything at their disposal as a tool, to try to sway the election. But they cannot control the will of the people. You know, they might be able to do a little voter fraud. Maybe bump it up 2 or 3 points, maybe, but I think the will of people is stronger than their fraud.
Good points, Mike. Be safe driving out there in Watford, and thanks for listening. I'm going to put Medina on the map. I'm not sure we had a call from Medina before, so love it when we hear from new towns, especially on a Friday, free-for-all Friday. Jeff, where are you calling from in Minnesota?
On the road. I'm a truck driver here.
All right. Very good. Thanks for listening.
Well, good morning, Scott, and all your listeners. Good morning to everybody.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you.
I don't know. I got a lot of stuff on my mind, too. And with Hillary and Donald Trump, it's confusing a lot of Americans. And with the pipeline going through there out there in North Dakota, I really don't know that much about it. But, I feel for them people, too. It's, people are intruding on their lands, too. And I mean, it's all the way across the world. We got a lot of trouble in this whole world, and people aren't happy.
There's plenty of that. There's plenty of that. There's no. I think people are looking for. They're looking for hope. No doubt about that. I would say just to your point about the pipeline. That when you say their land, nothing of the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota is on tribal land.
Oh, it's not on the reservation?
No.
Oh, well, but it's a totally different picture than what I've been hearing, because I'm in Minnesota here, and I just hear the pipeline, and I just assume, like many other listeners, I'm sure, are just assuming that it's on tribal land.
No, it's one of the myths of this thing that's been perpetuated. If you go look at some of the talking points they've been pushing out, there's those pesky little facts are gone. Private property. And core land, and a process that has been over 2 years in the making, no eminent domain used. Every law, every rule followed. It's really what's at stake here is not so much any of the environmental concerns that get brought up in my mind. It's the rule of law. It's whether you build energy infrastructure or whether you can bully your way to your green extremism view. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the call. TJ, you're next. Then we'll go out to Brian and Glendon on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl and Scott Hennon discussing cardiac arrests and the need for CPR and AED training.
Where do these happen most often?
Typically at home, about 88%, 12 to 13% of the time at your work, which most of the time you're learning CPR through your job. But I really am passionate to tell people what you're learning today is more than likely going to be used to save someone you know or familiar with than it is someone at your office.
You said earlier, a lot of workplaces do this. People are doing this in the workplace for their employees.
Absolutely. And I love that because it really shows that they're invested in their employees and want to make sure that they're safe.
To train on CPR and AEDs, visit www.ndsc.org and click on the training registration icon or call 701-223-6372 for a private training quote. That's 223-6372.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Samet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
She got kicked off the Watergate Commission. How corrupt you have to be to get kicked off the Watergate Commission? Pretty corrupt.
Looking back, I've had to listen to Donald for 3 full debates, and he says, I don't have any stamina. That is 4.5 hours. I have now stood next to Donald Trump longer than any of his campaign managers. Don't know this, but Rudy actually got his start as a prosecutor, going after wealthy New Yorkers who avoided paying taxes. But as the saying goes, if you can't beat him, go on Fox News and call him a genius. I hope.
Well, they laughed. They thought that's funny. Donald Trump says something true, by the way, about her getting kicked off the Watergate Commission. It's boo, boo. boo. And this at a Catholic charity event. They're loving the woman who the night before said, ah, board them all you want, many times as you want. And booing the guy that's actually going to appoint judges. It would overturn Roe versus Wade. You can't make it up, folks. That's how we need to drain the swamp. That's all there is to it. Drain the swamp. Couldn't say it any better myself. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Let me talk about something that is a little more pleasant, and that is protecting your most precious resources, your children, your kids. You can do it with the help of B-Mobile. They have this fabulous new technology called Hum. You've heard us talking about it. You might be saying, well, I'd be mobile, Verizon, I got America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. You know, the folks from B-Mobile, the name you know and trust. Aren't they phones and tablets? They are, but they're more. This Hum is roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling, all in one little box. And for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. BeMobile.com. Connect to communicate at BeMobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right. TJ and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Good morning.
Hi there.
Well, before I get to the point that I talked to your call screener about, I just wanted to say that, you know, Donald Trump, what he's doing right now is trying to bust up the aristocracy that is the Republican and Democrat parties. I think they work in collusion with one another, kind of like a good cop, bad cop sort of thing. But he's an outsider that's coming in there and trying to bust that up. And I think that's what we need. We need to break that up. But what I really called to talk about was the three reporters that got waylaid down there at the Red Man camp. I think that was a good thing. Because now maybe some liberal reporters are going to start to realize that what's going on down there isn't all peaches and cream like they've been reporting it. And it's not about what they're being told by the agitators down there, the eco-terrorists, and what's going on. They got a chance to see what reality is like down there in that camp and that there is no law and order.
And I really hope we are able to get through this without anybody being harmed, anybody being killed, because there's some bad actors here from all over the place that do this for a living. Look at the rap sheets.
You know what really irritates me?
What's that?
Here's what really irritates me is when law enforcement and politicians in North Dakota get on the radio and say, well, we're worried about everybody's safety. You know what? These agitators that are coming in from out of state aren't worried about anybody's safety. But why should we be concerned about their safety? The heck with them. Don't worry about their safety. Worry about the safety of the people that live here, that pay taxes, that are going to be paying taxes 10, 20, 30 years down the road. That's what our politicians and our law enforcement need to be focusing on, because these are the people that are being hurt by it. I could give a rip less about the pipeline, and I could really give a rip less about the safety of these agitators, period.
TJ, appreciate the call. Thank you. Out to Glendon and Brian. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Just wondering what you had to think about what was brought up there at the end of last hour about the two gals that were shopping at Walmart. When you got a problem there with some of the people that clerk said check out your items at the checkout line.
Let me bring the rest of the listeners up to speed on this story. We got an email from a listener. Talking about a situation at a Walmart in Grand Forks, and this happened to the friend of the person that's writing us the email. The person doesn't want to be identified, but basically it's not a he said, she said sort of third party thing. The person was actually involved in it. Went into Walmart, get some items. When she went to check out, there was a Somali woman that was a cashier. The woman wouldn't ring up the purchase because she'd purchased some pork and wouldn't touch it. That's happened to me many times, and they sort of have a system for it at Walmart. What happened next is most disturbing. The cashier then asked another woman to check my friend out. As my friend was wearing a cross necklace, she was asked to conceal it because it was offensive to the Somalian cashier. So I went to the Walmart store that she was at and asked to speak to a manager. When talking to the manager, he stated they do not ask customers to conceal any jewelry, but if you were to work there, if you were wearing offensive jewelry, you would be asked to conceal it. I asked him if a cross was considered offensive. He repeated that if a person worked for Walmart and they were wearing offensive jewelry, they would have to conceal it. I am letting you know about this as I feel our rights as Christians are being taken away. We should be free to express our faith by wearing a cross in a public place or in a place of employment without being told that it's offensive. I'm hoping you would let the public know about this on your radio programs. So, first of all, I want to know more about the Somali cashier saying cover that up to the customer. Okay, that's a separate policy, if you will, from the staff themselves. But I hear you, Brian. We're digging into it. Share other stories if you got them.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Have I got a deal for you at Titan Outlet Store. 11% off when you mention my name, Scott. TitanOutletStore.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Save 11%. Here's a 2013 Case IH 1255 planter. This is new. Never been in the field. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, 2-point hitch, dry clutch on it, fertilizer tank, bulk fill, 22 gallons a minute, pneumatic down pressure, rear towing hitch, no roll markers, Pro 700 monitor, too. Big savings now at TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever? Where? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on earning money as soon as next week? You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.